If I can praise the Lord for tonight, to give honor to God, to the pastors, amen, to all the children of God. It's just been a blessing, as usual, always a blessing to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. All right, let us pray. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your word. I pray, God, that you just move self out of the way. Let the Spirit take control. We pray that your word will resonate in the hearts of the people, that they'll receive it with joy and gladness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. 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 Well, you know, the book of the month is Ecclesiastes. Amen. We all should be reading that. Amen. And that's where I'm coming from. Ecclesiastes, the fifth chapter. Amen. And the word tonight, amen, will be remember your vows to the Lord. Amen, amen. Remember your vows, amen, to the Lord. Amen, amen. Because God is a good God. Amen. And it's a difference when you make a vow to God than when you make a vow to man. Amen. You see, you can make a vow to man and not keep that vow, and it'd be okay. Amen. But when you make a vow to God, it's a difference. Because God does not forget. Amen. He remembers. And oftentimes, you know, when we get in real excited, you know, we tend to start just fly off at the mouth and start making God all kind of vows and all kind of promises. And then years roll by and we forget to do it and we think God has forgotten. Amen. I can remember one vow I made that I'm glad that I know he hasn't forgotten, but I'm glad he didn't honor that vow. Amen. When I was a teenager, amen, I says, I just want to live to be 45, and that's it. No, I'm glad God did honor that vow. Amen. That's what I said, you know? Yeah, that's what I said. God, I just want to live to be 45. I figure I'd enjoy life by then. Amen. I'm so glad he probably said, you fool. Probably what he was saying. I know how long you're going to live. I know what plans and purpose I have for you. Amen. But God made a vow never to destroy the world by water again. Never. And he placed the rainbow in the sky as a reminder. And then through his death and resurrection, he vowed to reconcile us to God. Amen. Just think if Jesus didn't even went through with it. But he vowed to us. And when God vows, he stick by him. Amen. He come through with his vows. Amen. In the military, we raise our hand. We make vow. Amen. We vow to defend this country against our enemies, domestic and foreign. Amen. Your military folks, you know, that's what we do. Now, if you go AWOL, then you neglect that vow. And you suffer the consequences for that. Amen? We made a vow to God when we accept him as Lord and Savior. We made a vow when we joined the church to follow the spiritual guidance of the pastor. Now, according to Webster's dictionary, a vow is a solemn promise or an assertion, one by which a person binds himself to an act, a service, or a condition. Amen. We bind ourselves. So when we say some things, amen, when we make a vow, we are binding ourselves. Amen. It says, but making a vow to God is different from making a vow to man. Because you may get by with man by not fulfilling that vow, but not with God. God remembers it all. He remembers every vow you make. Amen. How many of us remember that when you was a child, you know the whooping was coming. You did something bad. Amen. And you say, Lord Jesus, I'll never do it again if you just get me out of this problem. Amen. and you probably got out of it, and guess what? Next day you're back in the problem again. Amen. You know, the rotation. We do the kind of stuff. I remember a whole lot of them. Lord, if you just get me out of this problem. Amen. Even tight situations, even situations on the job, even, you know, wherever. You says, if you get me out of this, Lord, I'll make a change in my life. Amen. And if you forget about it, Lord, get you out, you don't make no change. I remember when we was in Saudi Arabia. Oh, that was a popular one there. Everybody was scared. I'm sure you ain't, Brother Mike. Hey, a lot of them. Lord, if you just make me get back to America safe, I promise you, I'll be in church every Sunday. A lot of them said that. I'll be worshiping you. I'll give you all the praise. Then when we got back to the States, I asked the brother, see them, I says, hey, have you been to church yet? He's like, I haven't really gotten there yet, but I'll get there soon. But see, he thinks God has forgot that vow. He hasn't forgotten it. Amen. Every time some kind of catastrophe happened, amen, the tower came down. You remember that time? All folks, yes, you know, I'm going to get God. I'm going to church. No, I'm going to church now. And as soon as time passes by, they're back in the same position. And I'm sure it's happened in the same way with this epidemic. I'm sure a lot of folks are saying the same thing. Lord, if you don't let me, you know, get sick or nothing, you know, I'm just going to just praise you. You know, when they open back up the churches, I'm going to just be happy to come back to church. Amen. Church opening still ain't coming back. Amen. See, they forget about this stuff. Now, the first verse says, as you enter the temple, keep your ears open. And this is from the Living Bible. It says, keep your ears open and your mouth shut. Don't be a fool who doesn't even realize it is sinful to make rash promises to God. It is a sin to make promises to God. It is a sin to make promises to God. For he is in heaven and you are only here on the earth. He says, so let your words be few. Just as being too busy gives you nightmares, so being a fool makes you a blabbermouth. And this is a little, you know, to say, amen. Quick to talk. I see it all the time. I haven't done it myself. Woo, the spirit is high, jumping good. You know, the anointing is coming down. God, I'll go wherever you send me. I'll go, God. I let God say, okay, pack up and go to Africa. I didn't mean I want to go there. I want to, you know, why did you say go to the next state? You know, go next door or something. We tell God, Lord, I'll go wherever you send me. I'll just go, God. You know, I go, but that God, I'm so thankful that God is wise in wisdom, that he knows your heart. He knows you don't want to go, though. He knows it. He can't even get to go next door to your neighbor's house. So how is he going to get you to go to, you know, Africa? You know you're not going to go. Amen. But that's what we do. I actually just remember vividly. Amen. The Lord hit me and all says, I'll do, God. I'll do whatever you tell me to do. Just tell me, God. Amen. Free, God, I am free. I'll do all you tell me to do. And he gives you a simple task. You know, talk to your neighbor. And you still don't do it. Brother Mike gave us a task last week. Amen. You know, recruited. So talk to 10 people for the month. There it is. That what happened. You know. Now we're looking as if it is he saying it. See? And so we probably going to just kick it under the rug. Ah, that's Brother Mike saying it. That ain't God. You're probably not going to do it. Amen. You see, because you're just looking as a man is saying it and that God is saying it. When you don't realize it's the Spirit of the Lord through him. Amen. Is giving us the instructions. Amen. But that's how the flesh works. That's definitely how it works. Amen. So when God talked, when you talk to God and vow to him, the fourth verse, that you will do something, it says, don't delay doing it. For God has no pleasure in fools. It says, keep your promise to him. Don't delay it. Mean if and here's the thing. God is not saying it. You saying it. God didn't tell you to do anything. You chose to. You are telling God that this is what you're going to do for him. Amen. And so he's waiting for you to do it, and you haven't moved yet. And so it is said, is that, so don't delay. In other words, go ahead and do it now. Amen. Brother Max said do it this month. It was this month. Amen. He is saying next month. But some folks go wait for next month. And so it's telling us, says this, don't delay in doing it. For God has no pleasure in fool. Amen. Amen. Don't tell me that you're gonna bring $100 to the church Sunday, and then when Sunday rolls around, you bring $10. But what happened to the 90? Hardship. Something happened. Always keep your vows to God. Three things to remember. One, always keep your vows to God. We vow to give ourselves to him and to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That's what we do when we call the law. That's what we do when we become Christians. Amen. We are making a vow. We're making a promise. Amen. To present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto him. What? Because our bodies are the temple of God. Amen. Amen. We make vows. We're going to come to church. Amen. So we're going to pay our tithes. Amen. We're going to give offerings. Amen. All these kind of vows we make. And then when certain hardships hit, we shortchange God. And we forget that we're the one that said we're going to do something. Amen. Because we get into this high, spiritual stuff. The word came and you felt good. And you just begin to make a vow. I'm just going to come every Sunday on time. Yes, I'm going to come every God every Sunday. I'm going to be on time. I'm going to be in my post. I'm going to do what the pastor say do. I'm going to do this God. I'm going to do that God. Yeah, but a couple of days. You might go through it for a couple of days. And then you fall right back. Right back in the same slot. God, I'm getting up 3 o'clock every morning. I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek your face. I know I've done that. I'm going to be honest with you. I see 3 o'clock roll over, and I roll over the other way. I said, Lord, forgive me. I tell you, I've done it. I try to make some prayer promises. It ain't last too long. Amen. I just roll over the next way and start snoring some more. Now I want to tell you about two set of people who made a vow to God, and you're familiar with them. Amen. But I'm going to tell you about them just to say that somebody here who don't know them, are Ananias and Sapphira. Most of us should be familiar with them. In Acts, the 5th chapter and the 4th verse, here is a husband and wife who in those days, they were selling their property, selling land and their houses, because it said the church was one. And supposedly they were supposed to bring it to the house of God. Amen. And lay before the feet of the apostles. Well, this husband and wife, they decided they go try to cut the people short. God cut God short. Amen. And the good thing about them, though, is that they were one accord, because husband and wife, they were together. At least they could agree on something. But they decided they go cheat, God under this thing. Amen. And so that's it. I tell you what, you know, we're just going to hold back part of it. We're going to say this is how much we sold it for. We're going to keep back part of it. Well, they went before, took it before the apostles, amen, and laid down the husband by himself first. He went, amen. And the apostle asked him, you know, because he knew, says, hey, why you only brought this here and say that this is just how, you know, this amount of money when you kept the other part back, amen. And this is what Peter says. He says, this is what he said. It was in thine own power, huh? So he did not even do that. He could have just went and said, you know what? I'm not going to sell my land and houses. I'm not going to bring nothing. He could have done that, and it would have been okay. Amen. But when he decided to cheat now and says, I only sold it for a certain amount and brought it, amen. And the Bible said, wait a minute. It says that it was in your own power. Amen. God didn't tell you to do it. We didn't tell you to do it. You did it on your own. Amen. And it says that he died right there. Amen. Because he, you know what? Because he told him, says, you didn't lie to me. You lied to the Holy Ghost. That's who you lied to. Don't mess with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Don't mess with the Holy Ghost filled people. The wife came later on because she don't know what happened to the husband. And face the same consequence. Could ask her the same questions. And yeah, like I got there, they were on court. And she said the same thing. Yeah, this is how much we made. And she dropped dead, too. Oh, my goodness. Ain't you glad these days ain't like those days? Ooh. Go back in those times, the Holy Ghost didn't play. God will cut you off in a heartbeat. No, God is a good, loving God. Kind, gentle God, merciful God. But the Bible says, don't fall in the hands of an angry God. Amen. And people don't believe that. Amen. He said, don't fall in the hands of an angry God. Because back in those days, God will cut out, he'll take out everybody. Like he did, like he told Saul to do. Take out everybody. Mother, father, king, take out the whole village. But he thought he was smarter than God, I guess, and decided to bring the king back and a bunch of goods. And when Saul came upon him, Saul said, what is that I hear? So like some sheep bleating somewhere. You know, that's what, did we tell him to destroy everything? Amen. And Saul, what about Saul is finishing off for him, kill the king and everything else. Amen. We got to follow God's instructions. God is to the Holy Ghost. Don't be too hasty. You might regret it. Don't be too hasty to make these vows and say, oh, what you're going to do? Amen. Because you may regret it. Turn to Judges, the 11th chapter, and the 30th verse. I'm going to read it right quick. It says, meanwhile, Jephthah had vowed to the Lord. See? He vowed that if God would help Israel conquer the Ammonites, when he returned home in peace, the first person coming out of his house to meet him would be sacrificed as a burnt offering to God. Woo, look at that. That's the vow he made. It's a little dangerous. So the first thing. So Jephthah led his army against Amorites, and the Lord gave him victory. He destroyed the Amorites with a terrible slaughter all the way from Aroer to Minnith, might not be pronouncing those right, including 20 cities as far as the vineyard meadow. Thus the Ammonites were subdued by the people of Israel. When Jephthah returned home, guess what? His daughter, his only child, ran out to meet him, playing on a tambourine and dancing for joy. What was the vow he made? It didn't say the first thing that ran out of his house? He's going to sacrifice to God? He didn't know his daughter was going to be that first person. Be careful of the sacrifices that you make to God. And when he saw her, He tore his clothes in anguish. At last, my daughter, he cried out, you have brought me to the dust, for I have made a vow to the Lord, and I cannot take it back. Can't take it back. Even back in those days, when the king make a vow, they couldn't take it back. They have to go through it. You remember King Herod? Remember the vow he made about John the Baptist? Amen. He made a vow to the girl, of course, she died so nice before him and all that, you know. You know, he was just full of the lust and stuff, you know. I said, I give you anything. Come on, just name it. He wanted her. And she says, what? Her mother told her anyway to say, I want the head of John the Baptist. And he was grieved because he was like, oh, no. He knew what kind of person John was. But because he made that vow, he had to fulfill it. Be careful of the vows you make. Don't be too hasty. You might regret it. Two, don't delay in doing what you vow. Don't act like you forget about the vow. Don't be slothful. And if you say, I'm going to do it today. Not next week. Do it today. Pay in full. Three. Pay your vows in full, not halfway. You vow to pay your tithes. Don't pay 50%. And then say, I'll bring another half later. And sometimes you don't even bring it. Amen. And you think that's not important. Not important because God watches and sees all that stuff. He sees it all. Notice that Jesus never went halfway. He went all the way. He went all the way. And so here it says, it is better not to vow to do something and then don't do it. It is better not to vow and then don't do it. So when you talk to God and vow to him that you will do something, don't delay in doing it, for God has no pleasure in food. Keep your promises to him. It is far better, the fifth verse, not to say you'll do something than to say you will and then not do it. And this is the word of God. In that case, your mouth is making you sin. Don't try to defend yourself by telling the messenger from God that it is all a mistake to make the vow. That would make God angry that he might, what's this, destroy your prosperity. It would make God angry. Oh, I made a mistake, Lord. Oh, no. It's too late for that. Here's another thing. Thoughts are words to God. Just because you didn't outward say it doesn't mean God didn't hear it. It's thoughts. Some vows you make, you don't outward say it out. You say it in silent to yourself. Yes, God, I'm going to do it. You say it yourself. You say it in the thoughts. And you think God still hear it. But he heard it. If you notice the New Testament, Jesus would always say to the Pharisees, "Them, I heard their thoughts." You know what I'm saying? They're not just saying it out loud. I know your thoughts. I know what you're saying. Amen. Never let your tongue outrun your thoughts in your devotion. Never. Usually, the motive of a vow is to strengthen one's petition in prayer. Usually, it's to strengthen one's petition in prayer. Usually, it's to strengthen one's petition in prayer. Because a lot of times, even when we pray, we're making vows in the prayer. Lord, I'll do this. Lord, I'll do that. Lord, I'll do this. Lord, I'll do that. Amen. One vow is the marriage vow. That's a big one there that people don't even keep. We say we standing before the preacher, but you're actually standing before God too. And you say, yeah, in sickness and in health, rich or poor, for better or for worse, I mean, they cut out some of that stuff now. And I know one part that the women didn't want cut out, the obey part. They don't like that part, to obey. Amen. Rich or till death do us part. And oftentimes when there's a fight, somebody gonna say, well, you said till death do us part, somebody gonna die. She's like, oh, where we go apart? Nah, we don't want that to happen. Rather, you go ahead and get the divorce. We don't want nobody to die. Do us part. Amen. But oftentimes they forget about those vows and stuff. And we're making those vows before the Lord. Amen. So remember, always keep your vows. Amen. Always keep your vows. Remember, you're making a vow to God. Always keep that vow. Amen. Because God don't have no time for no food. I take no pleasure. Amen. And you never keep your vows. Keep your vows to the Lord. Amen. And when I say to the Lord, it's not just the Lord, but to the leaders of the house of God. Amen. Amen. When you say you're going to do something, you're making a vow, say you're going to do something, go ahead and do it. Amen. Make his promises. Amen. When the pastor asks for, if he says we need, $5,000 for some set of cameras, this is what happens now. See, you didn't say to the pastor, but within your thoughts, it says, I'm going to get $500 next week. Pastor don't know. He didn't hear it. Because when next week rolled around, you see, you gave $200. But he don't know because he didn't hear that. But God heard it. See? And so the blessing you'd have gotten from the $500, you're not going to get it now because you only gave two. So be careful, folks. Don't be too quick, amen, to give out vows and stuff. Always keep your vows to God. Don't delay in doing your vows. Paid in full, amen. And it is better, I can get some music now, not to vow to do something and then don't do it. Amen. And I hope this lesson has been a blessing to you, this word of God. Amen. Pastor, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah.